You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with Chris Haft, our MLB.com Giants reporter. And Chris, this is a team and a roster that's going to look a lot different on opening day with some veterans from other teams. They've added a couple now, faces of the franchises, of other franchises, into the mix with the Giants, and it makes for an interesting roster, and we're going to get into that a little bit. Also get into the Hall of Fame voting. The vote comes out next Wednesday for the 2018 Hall of Fame, but Evan Longoria and Andrew McCutchen, basically the face of the Rays and the face of the Pirates, are now members of the Giants. It's certainly a go-for-it-now mentality, and the Giants have, we've known, they weren't going to rebuild here, and these are two veteran guys that they've added. Do you like the McCutchen move as you see it right now?
Right now, sure. And you know, he gives them an awful lot. He could hit in the middle of the order. I think they're considering him for leadoff, even though he's shifting from center to right. It should be a good time for him to do that sort of thing. I mean, he may have a little trouble learning the nooks and crannies of that right field at AT&T Park, but I think he's a 9-year major league veteran. He'll get the hang of it, and he's got a little bit of a swagger, which I think the Giants need right now, attitude wise.
When you think about right field at AT&T Park, I kind of think of like Fenway Park. It's right field, but it's a position that maybe is better served for a center field type player because there's so much space out there. So it seems to make sense to me that McCutchen would be a guy that could be effective. You mentioned it, though. It's going to take some time. But when you look at the fact that he's been a center fielder most of his career, he should fit in nicely in right field eventually.
He should, and he's played there, of course. Obviously, he's played at the park before, so that gives him a little bit of a jump start on learning the position, and he'll have no shortage of people trying to help him to get acclimated as quickly as possible.
Obviously, he's a guy who's a former National League Most Valuable Player. The last 2 years have been inconsistent. I guess that might be the nice way of saying it. He's had some real bad stretches, but then he's looked good at times as well. And it does almost look like he's aged as a player, but he's only 31 years old. I think that is something that when you look at the age and you look at the player, he should have some prime years left. Is that the way the Giants see this?
Oh, obviously, that's the way the Giants feel. I think they're thinking partially, even though he was a big man in Pittsburgh, as we all know and as you mentioned, I believe the Giants feel that a change of scenery is going to help him.
Yeah, maybe a little less pressure on him because, as you mentioned, he goes from the face of the franchise to being just another guy in a lineup where the face of the franchise is obviously Buster Posey and Madison Bumgarner and those guys who have certainly won already. How about the package that the Giants gave up? Obviously, Brian Reynolds is a guy with some high upside. Kyle Crick, I feel like at one time was thought of more highly than he is right now. And then obviously there's some international bonus money in there as well. But overall, when I look at this, it seems pretty fair for 1 year of Andrew McCutchen, of course, before he becomes a free agent. The Giants didn't have to give up too much in this deal.
The Giants did not give up too much, Tim. And even though they lost Christian Arroyo in the trade for Evan Longoria, they got through this period without trading any, three of their four, at least, really top prospects who they're, really high on for the future. And that's, Heloy Ray Ramos, Tyler Beatty, the right-hander, Ramos being an outfielder, and Chris Shaw, slugging first baseman outfielder. So I think they feel pretty good about that.
So McCutchen is added, Longoria is added. Do you feel like at this point the Giants have, for the most part, finished off their off-season plans, or is there more moves to be made?
Oh, there's more. They've got to get a center fielder. Probably 1 year. They believe a lot in Steven Duggar, minor league prospect, so it's probably going to be the guy they get. Well, I see them signing one of a number of free agent center fielder types available. Cameron Maben, John Jay, there's Austin Jackson. There's a lot out there who they could probably, Giants could probably latch on to.
Would they consider making a move for be another trade, but I think a trade in which you wouldn't really have to give up very much? How about a guy like Denard Span?
you're pretty funny.
Right? Bring him back.
Yeah, right.
All right, so we talked about McCutchen, Longoria meeting with the media today in San Francisco. It's obviously been a while since this deal was actually made, but Longoria has been busy. He's made it out to San Francisco today. Let's hear a little bit about what Longoria had to say about joining a new franchise after being in Tampa Bay so long.
Being able to come to an organization in a city and a place like this, makes it a little bit easier. You know, obviously the recent success of the organization is something that sticks out in my mind and reason for me to believe that we're not far off from getting back to that point again. I reached out to Buster and Madison first just because, you know, I wanted to shoot a text message and get it out there that I was excited to be here, and kind of the same thing I said to you guys. Like, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm here to win, and I'm here to kind of just do what everybody else, what you got, follow the example that you guys have set, over the years. And I've touched base with quite a few guys that are, currently, mainstays here, and they've all assured me that they're excited, and that makes me excited, and kind of just puts me at ease a little bit. As a veteran player coming into another clubhouse with some veteran guys, it's kind of tough to envision what it's going to be like until you're there. And so, I think my goal is to just make that as seamless as possible, and just kind of fit in. You know, it's like a new kid being at a new school. You know, just kind of try and slide in under the radar. I mean, the goal is to score runs. You know, and I think, you know, the offense that we've put together is going to be able to do that. And home runs and those things, they come, and especially when you're put in a lineup with the potential that this one has.
So good stuff from Longoria. Sounds excited to be a Giant, and we will see how all these moves play off throughout the 2018 season. I mentioned the Hall of Fame, and obviously some interesting former Giants continue to be on that ballot. These discussions come up every year, Chris, and Barry Bonds, sixth year on the ballot now out of 10. Currently right now, when you look at the percentages, he's right around 65%. About half of the ballots have been totaled thus far as they get collected and kind of leaked out and reported onto the internet. That will drop. It always does as more and more of the ballots come out. But that said, it seems like he will make up a little ground again as he passes the halfway point as far as time goes on the ballot. Do you like the trajectory he's on right now when you think about him eventually getting into the Hall of Fame, or do you think four more years after this it's going to be tough for him to get to that 75%?
I think it's definitely a trajectory for induction, Tim. It really is. I mean, just look at what the percentages the last 4 years. I think it's gone from 35 to 44 to 35 to 44 to what it is this year. And the trend is obviously up. The only thing that could possibly hurt him is big influx of strong candidates in the next couple of years. That could hurt any candidate. But with Bonds having built up that much support, I doubt he's going to get snubbed. I think he'll gain election.
Jeff Kent is another one of those names that always gets some big arguments, although he's trending in the wrong direction. Fifth year on the ballot, right now at 11.2%. Last year he finished up at 16.7%. He's an interesting guy, and obviously he spent some great years with San Francisco on the same teams as Barry Bonds. Why do you think he hasn't gotten more recognition on this ballot?
He didn't get that much recognition as a player, actually.
That's fair to say,
yeah. I think that's carried over. I wish people would realize, obviously I'm a Kent voter. I've voted for him every year. He's been on the ballot. Maybe it's because I saw him play a lot over those years when he was a peak player, peak performer, but, he was a peak performer. He came through a clutch. He, did the job defensively, wasn't flashy, but got the job done. And, yes, he and Barry Bonds formed a formidable 1-2 punch there for the Giants.
So it doesn't look like he's on a trajectory at all to get there, but continues to be on the ballot, and I'm sure will be. And he'll get talk from year to year about why he's not respected as much as some other guys, certainly, because he put up some real big numbers for a time in San Francisco and also to some part in Los Angeles. One other guy on this ballot I wanted to talk about is Omar Vizquel. Not thought of as a Giant, but played towards the end of his years, 05 to 08, when he was 38 to when he was 41, actually won his last two gold gloves with the Giants. He's on the ballot for the first time this year. He's at 29.9% right now. That's not a bad start. I mean, obviously, it'll take some time, but it seems like he has a little bit of a backing. And if you're in the 20s to start, it can be a long haul to get up to that 75, but it's not out of the picture that it could happen over time. Maybe people respect the defense and things he did more and more as years go on. But what do you remember about that short stretch that Omar Vizquel was on the Giants?
Magical. He was a magician. Maybe not in the Ozzie Smith sense, Tim, but you know, he handled routine plays so well. He never seemed to get a bad hop, and that's because he was always in position to receive the ball. And he was such an intelligent player. You know, to do things like take the throws to cut off man, and then he'd unexpectedly throw to third base to the runner rounding third. He would. And then he'd pick him. They'd round third. They'd get him. They'd pick him off. You know, get runner. He was just such an intelligent player. It was something to behold. And his short tenure in the National League, I think, is going to help him gain election.
Yeah, most of the time he spent in the AL, obviously, and to go into the NL late in his career like that, still be effective, so good with the glove for so many years, obviously in Cleveland for so long, but also San Francisco and a few other stops. All right, this has been MLB.com Extras, our Giants edition. For Chris Haft, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.